Now here it is. It's raining like hell. This is the Mother of Darkness castle. I can't get any further. It's very dangerous here. You see the trip wires here? Look here. We got a trip wire. Well, my lens is like condensing. Wait a minute. It's okay. And the house, it belongs to the family of Solvay. There's the Viking connection, because the Vikings, you know, they were at the Faroes. They call them the Haunebu, or the Sea Peoples, Haunebu, which is a Scandinavian word. Haun, it's a heaven, it's a harbor, a bu, it means to live, like neighbor. And Solvay, he's making pharmaceuticals, you know, like Prozac. You see where I'm getting at, right? Well, you need children, you know, for the experiments as well. I hope nobody is sneaking up to me. Yeah, so this is why they snatched the children. You know, this was built by the brother of the Belgian king a couple of hundred years back. I'm really sorry, but I don't feel like getting any further. It, you know, they will only take my camera away and the footage. Now I've been walking the whole day, you know. I'm very tired. There it is. And this is where, of course, where Dutroux, he brought the children. And this guy Solvay, in the middle of the First World War, that was in 1917, here comes the Swiss connection again. He built a hut. It's called the Solvay Hut. That's S-O-L-V-A-Y. The Solvay Hut. And guess what? In the middle of the First World War, in 1917, when the Belgian people were there, the Belgian people, they were suffering. I just went to that village there, Rossignol, where the Germans shot 120 villagers in the First World War, around the same time. And this guy, he has so much power. In the middle of the war, well, he's dead now, but his ancestors, you know, to whom it belongs here now, yeah. And he built Le Solvay Refuge. That means the Solvay hideout. Why? Because Switzerland is the hideout for the Templars. And these guys are all Freemasons. They come from the Templars. And the height of this thing, the Solvay Hut, is 4,003 meters. Exactly. 4 plus 3 makes 7. You know, why 4,003 meters? It's quite high. It's the highest hut, the highest, like, hideout in Switzerland. A hut, you know, like if you have problems in the snow or snowboarding, avalanche or whatever. And I told you my Statue of Liberty film in France, where the number 4, it stands for the square. And with a square is 90 degrees, so you can make... Wait a minute, I have to watch if it's not condensed. It's unbelievable. I'm having the worst weather you can imagine. Look, this is the Ardennes, the Battle of the Bulge. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm all wet. Look at my shoes here. Yeah, here. So I've got my jacket over me, you know, here. And I hope nobody's sneaking up to me, because it's got this thing here. You know. And there was another building as well. So I only do it in English. And, so, 4 stands for the square. The square is 90 degrees. So with 90 degrees, that's why it's called a square. You can make a square, which is the base of a pyramid. With the compass, which is 60 degrees, you can make a side of a pyramid, which stands for the number 3. There are 3 corners on it, or 3 sides. A square has 4 sides, or 4 corners. So altogether, it makes 7. The number 3 and 4, it stands for the square and compass. That's why he built the hut at 4,003 meters only. Well, the 3 only. 4,000 is quite a lot. And this is what these blokes do. They're all pharaohs. This is the king. There is a security on the other side. I walked through the forest for about 6 or 7 hours. I took a wrong way. I couldn't find it. You see, it's hard to find. So it's a good thing I came here in the winter. There's no leaves. Like in the summer, I wouldn't even have found it. You know, I would have tripped here over this thing here. Yeah. And well, there were some more things I wanted to tell you. So Yeah, he's making Prozac. You know, it's quite easy for all these medicals, you know, to find a soldier, a prisoner, or, you know, somebody from a mental hospital, you know, to do the experiments on, to use your new medicals, yeah, after the rats and the monkeys. And so, but it's very hard to find children, you see. So they had these guys, and the other, it's called a satanic triangle. This one here, just on the other side of the border, it's not very far. There is the other bloke, Fourniret, he brought also children to a castle. You know, it's the aristocracy, they've always been doing this. And they come from Faroe, and they've always been doing this, you know. And on the other side is the Bouillon Castle. I'm going to show that all to you, which is a satanic triangle. Godefroy de Bouillon, in 1095, he led the first crusades, you know. You'll probably find some Templars crosses and all that. And just next to it, there's Little Switzerland, in Luxembourg. La Petite Suisse. Switzerland is always all over it, you know. Money is there, everything is there, they built their huts there. It's the refuge, Le Refuge. As the guy in the in the Templars commandery in Strasbourg, as he told me, it's Switzerland all over. They're the base. 1 million Swiss Americans in the U.S. They control the entire U.S. Yeah, so I have to look at my yeah. So I'm sorry. I really don't feel like getting any close air. You know, it's really dangerous here. Where is it? Yeah. Well. My lens is much more up. Oh, there it is. Sorry. Yeah. Poor children. Nobody heard them cry here. It's why Dutroux they brought him. And Dutroux, they're gonna leave him out. His wife, they already let her out. It's incredible. It's incredible. They let her out. And she, a woman, you know. A child has more confidence, like in a woman. So she attracted the children, and she's out. You know, I already told you, we belong to them. We are their property. That's why you have a passport with your personal slave number on it. And if the knights in their shining uniforms, you know, if they knock on your window in your car and they say, papers please, it's a slave control, they want to see your slave number. They can take away our children if they want. They just snatch them and then leave the Dutroux, they leave him out of prison and his wife, you know. We are slaves. We are slaves. They can do with us whatever they want. But they hide it because we don't accept it. We're all beaten peoples, the Germanic peoples, the Celt peoples, all of them, all of us. Of course, the American Indians, all of us. So it's the Mother of Darkness Castle. So who is the Mother of Darkness? It's Isis, of course. Very difficult to film for me. It's raining. So that's what it is. Evil. Pure evil. I can feel it, eh? Yeah, I can feel it. I think there was the Sun hieroglyph somewhere. But I don't see it. Yeah, there it is. Sun hieroglyph. Pharaonic symbols. Our masters. They've always been ruling, eh? You see, there's the evil castle. And there's a sort of a monastery. I don't know if you can see it. Is there somewhere? No. Oh, this is difficult. There? No, I think it's there. Yeah, no. Oh, I can't see it. I need a camera, you know, to look through, or... It should be there. There's sort of a castle or a chapel for the satanic masses. This is weird, man. It looks like the door of some armored vehicle. It's really heavy. Yeah. Very heavy, yeah. Thick glass, no, it's like straight. Oh, these guys are coming. Look, I'm at the wrong side of the fence now. The castle is there. Never mind. Let's have a look. Let's have a look then. Oh, there it is. Okay, there's the chapel or whatever it is. This place is so eerie.
Really dodgy here. Way, yay, 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 yay. They do bad things here. And there's the castle. The Mother of Darkness castle. Well, let's get a bit nearer. That's it. There you have it. Okay, I'm inside. This is the best shot I can get it, you know. Where are the sun hieroglyphs? Oh, there they are. No. Oh, I can't see them. I'll probably see them later only, you know. It's dangerous. This is a map of Belgium, Luxembourg and northern France. So here's a place called Little Switzerland, La Petite Suisse. Switzerland is always in it, and right next to it is the Satanic Triangle, where children disappear and they get tortured and all that. So it's Bosval, where Fourniré, where the last castle is here somewhere. Bouillon, Godefroy de Bouillon is here. And Mouno, that's the little village next to it, is the castle of Dutroux. And there's a river which is called Loc du Serpent, the serpent. And it belongs to Solvay. Solvay is all connected to Switzerland. And there was another affair with pedophilia in Romania in 2015, one of the workers of Solvay. So Switzerland has got its fingers all over it, just as always they have, you know. So this here is the Satanic Triangle. Bouillon, the castle of the Mother of Darkness here, Mouno, and here Bosval, the other castle, where children disappear and all this. It's a Satanic Triangle, they call it, in and next to the Little Switzerland, yeah. So again, this is a Satanic Triangle, Bouillon, Mouno and Bosval, three castles where children disappear. Children from all over Europe who disappear, they end up here. Yeah, with Little Switzerland next to it. So you see the Templar's cross. So this is the castle of Bouillon. It's Godefroy de Bouillon. And so this is the other part of the Satanic Triangle, with the Dutroux castle where they killed all the children, related to the pharmaceutical industry. So here you can see it. You know, Templar's crosses here. More Templar's crosses here. Oh, this is the Swiss cross. Hey, Swissy! And this guy is so related, you know, the other guy from the other castle, so related to Switzerland, this guy from the pharmaceutical industry, the chemical industry, Solvay. So this is the castle of, it's quite impressive. So this is where the crusade started in 1095. It started here in Bouillon, in the south of Belgium, there's a nice river, and it ended in Switzerland in 1291, the end of the crusades. So that's all about the crusade. So here you can see this guy here. This is Godefroy de Bouillon. This is where we got the word bouillon probably from. You know, this nice soup. Like, make soup of the enemy. Yeah. They are our masters. They still are our masters. Can you imagine in the Middle Ages here, you know? The masters on the hill. Yeah. You see, it's raining, it's very hard filming. So I'm standing here under the pyramid roof, almost. I'm completely wet. My socks, my underwear, my t-shirt, my dust bag a little bit wet. I've got two plastics over it. It's been raining for days. For a nice medieval sensation. Pharaoh. Me.
all wet. And they're sitting dry there, you know, drinking their tea, eh? Swissy. That's where they went to, Switzerland. They rule the world. Nice river. It's all forest around it. Again, you see, it's all forest. All over. Yeah. The tourist house. All right, get some information. So the church in Bouillon, where the castle is, it's full of Templars crosses. Oh, I've already seen this in the south of France. Oh. Nice little ghetto blaster. A Templar's ghetto blaster. See, here's some more Templar stuff. Well, they're the ones who rule over the Vatican with their Swiss guard, eh? The Templar boys. Well, this symbol here, it meant in the Middle Ages, you're welcome in our castle. Let's go. So even the poets here, it says it's a poet and his name is Le Roi. That means the king. Even the poets, they are from the, of course they are. Aristocratic. And there's the castle. There's a nice river there. I'll be back in summer, have a dip in the pool, eh? If the Lord will allow me. And octagonal. Well, it's hexagonal. It's not bad. Nice table. I slept in the forest, but I could have slept here actually. Not too bad. Well, go and count the lines here. It's probably 13, eh? So there he is, the bloke. Let's have a nearer look. So, you know, it's all forest around it. Beautiful. Coat of arms of the town, probably. There he is, Mr. Godefroy. Froid means cold. Reptilians. Aye. Aye, he spoke French and German. Like a real Swissy. He had started and it ended up in Switzerland. Yeah. Of course he spoke German as well. Anyway, Gottfried is a Germanic name. Oh, he looks friendlier from the other side, actually. Looks a bit like me. Oh, boy. Ah, well, okay. Pharaoh. Me, I'm still wet. You got the real Templar stuff. It's interesting what it says here on the side. Well, there's only one knight on it. And here it says in old French, Dieu le veut, if God wants. Well, probably Satan himself, hey? Killers, rapists, child molesters, satanic. Well, it's the entrance of Pharaoh. Too bad there's a truck. Well, I'm not going in anyway, it's always the same. There he is again. Cannon. Well, here's some more castles. Oh, I'm going here, Sedan. That's the triangle. Here, Sedan, Bouillon, and the other. Oh, look at it here. The lion and the checkerboard symbol. And it's red and white of the United Kingdom of Pharaoh. Watch my film. Like the White House and the Red House. Aye. Nice. and walk down here. Hi, mate. You were welcome too. Ah, that's why there was the dagger, because you're welcome, but if you don't behave, you'll end up here. Only we, the pharaohs, the lords, we don't behave. And you just bring us the women and we rape them. Oh yeah, and the children too, of course. We torture them, we bring them into the castle. Amazing. A thousand years old. Probably one of the first castles, but there were no castles before this one. Roughly the year 1000, there are no castles. It's all import of Pharaoh. Oh, look, it looks like the French metro here. The French, the underground. Oh, this is more like overground. Yeah, probably gonna stop me here. So, in 1040, the Lady of Bouillon was born here. She was the daughter of Godfrey with the beard. You had a beard, didn't I? I don't need to go in here. I'll read that later. Quite impressive. French metro. Oh, I don't have a French metro ticket anymore. That was the guard. Yeah. The Order of the Guard. So here's the castle from the other side. See, and it has a river on both sides, so it's taking a U-turn here around the castle. There it's taking a U-turn and it goes on the other side. Very strategic, you always got water. A lot of holes in there. Pharaohs. There's a black and white checkerboard thing, you know, the circle. They got this funny thing here, it's got 11 sticks, believe me. But you can count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You can count from here, it's 11. And in the middle is the ring, you know, like the Vesica Pietas. And you see there's a gap here, where it could fit in exactly two other sticks to make it 13. Well, so that means their total control is not has not been perfected yet. The New World Order, the system is there, but it's not been perfected yet because there's still two sticks left, a place for two sticks. That was me. Now it's sunny weather, a little bit rainy. Let's have a look at the castle from the other side. Yeah, you know, the children here, they are getting used to knights being shot at, you know, like later on in life, the police, they just do what they want, you know, to show them the knights are the good ones, right? You get used to them. Poor kiddies. It gets stuck in the brain, you know, the whole chivalry romantics, right? I know people who are 70 or 60, they still believe it, you know, and collecting like things. Yeah, but they're bastards. They were bastards, they still are. So the castle of Les Amérois, it's just 15 kilometers from here. You know, it's all connected. It's another castle, it's still the king, you know. And that's where they rape them, the children, do satanic stuff with it. Because Egypt was all about black magic anyway, you know. As it says in the Bible, anyway. and Armerois, so the other castle, are in the demotic language. It was raining, so it was so hard to film, you know. It means big or pregnant. Mer or Meru, it means the pyramid, and Roi, it means the king. So it means the kings of the big pyramid. The Mother of Darkness castle, and this one is quite dark too, you know. It's all related. It's only 15 clicks away. And you see another pyramid on the car. With three for Isis, Horus and Seth. Horus is the little one, Isis, Seth the big one. It's all over, you know. And the two sticks missing, you know, it also represents like two. It means 2 to 12. We are finished. It's 2 to 12. It needs two more. And then they got their thing all set, and all Egypt here with their slaves, we are lost. So here it is, the Solvay hut, and it's not Swiss, it is actually Belgium, and it's exactly at 4,003 meters, because the square is for the number 4, and the 3 is for the compass, and with the compass you can make the side of a pyramid, which stands for the number 3, a triangle, you know, with three corners in it, and the square, you can make the base of a pyramid, so that's the square, which stands for the number 4. I always already show that in my film on the Statue of Liberty, and this is why the number 7 and the G is the 7th letter between the square and compass. And this Belgian guy, Solvay, he is the name, he built this hut in the middle of the war. When his people, you know, they were executed, not really by the Germans, by the aristocracy. So here it says in Wikipedia, you can find yourself the whole thing, you know, it's exactly at 4,003 meters, which is the highest hut in the world, the most dangerous. So this guy to whom the Dutroux castle belongs to, you know, this is very important for them. So this is how his pharaonic Freemason pals, they all know who he is. He's very important, you see. And this guy is fabricating Prozac, Solvay. Well, and so on. I'm sorry, I'm sitting in a library. I can't really film it the way I want, you know. So I still don't have I don't have a place, yeah. I'm sleeping here on the ridge in the Ardennes. As you can see, you know, it's all mountains around, all forest, everywhere. Oh, you know, all around here. I think the river is going all around here. It's called Le Semois, where the Chateau Bouillon is. And actually, I should have walked a little bit further. There was a nice flat part. Yeah. Instead of here. Instead of there on the ridge, you know, I should have walked a little bit further. There's some nice terrain here. Pretty flat, some parts of it. Just didn't see it. Completely different. See, with all the leaves. I don't know. Very different part here. Different trees, maybe. No, these are pine trees here, and these are the other ones, that's why. Only here, only on this part here, although otherwise it's all around, it's pine trees, the leaf trees here, that's why. Different energy. So, well, but never mind, I was there. Castle of Soto, Satan's castle himself, in the satanic triangle here. They did it with hundreds of children over hundreds of years. You know, this is how they get the demons and Satan to work for them, so they can conquer the human race and the world, as they already did, and win all the wars for them. So there it is. This is next to Sidon. So this is the other part of the satanic triangle here. the castle of Sotu, like Satan, Satan, Sotu. And the aristocracy. It was built by a Freemason called Georges Corneau. Yeah, and a farmer just told me, very interesting, that the people who are living, who bought it, they're not. It's empty now. There's nobody in it. The first day they were here, the whole story, you know, because of a black girl, an African girl, living in France, she escaped, and the first day in their castle here, the new owners, they had all the cops crawling over it. And so of course, I mean, who wants to live in a place where small children have been tortured and murdered? You don't want to live in there, especially not with your family, and you know. So, and the name of this guy was Fourniré, which comes from Fourni Roi. Roi is the king, like Leroy means le roi, the king, the name. And Fournir, it means to deliver, delivers children. So Fourni Roi, it means somebody who delivers things for the king. So apparently there's, well, let's have a look. I'm not going to walk. Well, apparently there's nobody in here anyway. I infiltrate from the side, now through a forest here. So at least I can have my shot before I get caught. Path going to the castle, which you can see there. It's going there. I'm not going to walk there. I'll walk here. Because I can lie down my stomach if a car passes and have a far better chance. I'm getting nearer. So there it is, the castle, and there's a car, so you know, I'm going to stay here for the moment. I do a quick turn afterwards and to see if there's any signs. Oh, there's a sun hieroglyph, you see. Freemason. I belong to a Freemason. I have no doubt this guy was a Freemason, you know, who bought it and who killed all the kiddies. A Freemason, of course. How can you buy a castle from a Freemason if you're not one of them? Here too, there's a sun hieroglyph here. There it is. Watch my film, The Pharaoh Show. It's the same as on an American airplane, you know, with a star in the middle. A satanic star. Freemason. They're all Freemasons. He was not alone. So the new law they just got out, new Pharaoh law, that anybody can have sex with a 13-year-old in France. It's just a couple of weeks old. Which is completely in favor of these guys here. Yeah, and of the Muslims, of course. Because if you, and the Americans. Because if you're circumcised, see my film on the circumcision on my channel, Gure or Chatsifrats. You know, it rubs in your pants and you're sexually much easier aroused. You know, since the Americans, they've all been circumcised in the 60s. In the 80s, it became very strange. They're not like the Europeans anymore. These are pharaonic laws, you know, to make stupid citizens, you know, only think about sex. And have nothing in their brains because it sucks their energy out, you know, at an early age when the brain has not been developed yet. See my film. And, you know, nowadays we can read how an 11-year-old rapes another one, you know. We never had this before. It's because of the Muslims. It's because of the circumcision, which is not Islamic. Because you don't mutilate God's creation. It's satanic. You hear me? Satanic it is. So, you know, if you're a profiler, you know, you calculate things, you know, by chance. So this castle was built by a Freemason called Georges Corneau. Okay, already at 40% that the pedophile, the satanic guy in Sotu, Satan, this is not by chance, this name, eh? Another 10% for that. That he was a, and they did here the satanic stuff with children, another 30%. He was protected by the law. So you get to 95% that the serial killer Fourniré, he was a Freemason. I'm at 95%, do you hear me? This is why they descended the age of, you know, having sex with a child to, at 13 in France. This is not the people's law. This is the law of the pharaonic aristocracy and the Freemason puppets here. So here, you know, and another thing, you know, the new owners, if you know, they said they were in here one day and then that the police crawling over them and all that, you know. And then to say they didn't know, you know, that's for the profiler chance calculation. That means there's another 20% of Fournier, you know, he was a Freemason. So he's 100% Freemason. A Freemason buys at a Freemason and he sells at a Freemason, especially castles like this, you know, they have to. It has to stay in their hands. You know. Pharaoh's nobility, me. And we have to protect our children. So I'm going to take a long way up here, never take the direct route. It's going to rain again. And to see if there's any obelisks, because of course there is. They probably have a special room in there as well. A hidden room, the police probably never found it. The castle is down there. I'm going up here. I'm going to infiltrate from the other side, because I don't want to see the guys with the hammers again. You know, I don't want to be seen this time. And anyway, I can't get in anyway. I've got 40 times zoom on it. In a war, and this is a war against the real enemy, which is the enemy within. You don't go to the target directly in a war. If you're in the army, you go around and you look at it first from all sides. And that's all I want to do anyway. It's a path made by the animals. So this is the north of France here, the Ardennes. So you see like this, you see a lot more than if I would dashed in and get, you know, like arrested or stopped or caught. Yeah. And you see there's water behind it for ISIS. So there must be an obelisk. I'm very positive. It's all pharaonic Freemasonry. The dungeon. Sun hieroglyph. Another one is full of it. Oh, statue of Isis, probably. Look at that. I don't know what that is. Pharaoh. These people are dangerous. They've got all the police behind them, you know. So the other side is very wet. You can see the water. So I'm going to stay uphill, going down there all around so they can't see me. The nature, our European nature, is protecting us, is protecting me. Again, in the middle of nowhere. It's all forest behind it. In the, who wants to build a damn castle in the middle of nowhere? They do. Triangle of the Freemasons here. Now, I tell you, you know, if you stay here in your tent, you know, and do a LUP, a lying up position, You'll see, it's Saturday today. If I put my tent out, I'd see the Freemasons come here in the middle of the night, you know, in the evening. They still do their parties here, it still goes on, man. And even if it doesn't, they got their spirits now, they got their souls. Well, it goes on. I tell you. So the thing, you know, it has now been sacrificed, or you know, it's the house belongs to Satan now with the sacrifices, so they don't have to kill any more children. It's done, the souls are there, the dead children, so they go on. Now they say, oh, we are so nice, you know, so anybody wants to come with me, just contact me on my email and we'll see what we can do. We must stop this thing here. So I'm going to get some water here. It's nice fresh water coming out of the mountains. It would be coming from the castle. I wouldn't drink it maybe. So I'm not going to drink this water here. It's stagnating. Take some fresh water. I'm empty. Yeah. So we're not in South Africa. It's not the desert. It's okay. So there was no other way really though, you know, to cross the dip here. And to go, you know, go through it, take off my shoes, make my heavy backpack, which is on the other side already, still. And so, Pharaoh, me, two of them. So, I'll go back and get the rest of it. Oh dear. Better put my cam inside, eh? The water is damn cold. You know, there's my feet here. So, you know, if you want to do these things, you know, it's not like, you know, walk to the, walk inside, get caught, upload it, you know, and wait for the comments. You know, you must like it. Take your time. Take the long way. You know. This is the long way, but it's short, and I can film a lot more things here, as my fate, for instance. Yeah, so, made it, get my backpack, for the rest of the gear. Oh, my shoe, I need my shoes, it's bloody cold, eh? Oh, well, thank God I'm not a pharaoh, they would be freezing, eh? What do you say about it? Oh, yeah, well, now, well, I'm okay. I'm fine too, eh? So what do I do next? I took off my t-shirt and I'm going to dry my feet, you know. But that's more important. It's a little bit, it gets a little bit wet. But it will, you know, I'm walking around, so it'll dry up the feet, because now they're cold, you know. So. I'll do it better later on when I've got my two hands free. And I'll put my... It doesn't get really wet very much. So. And I'll put these on. Merrell. Really nice stuff. Fantastic. What does it say again? Merrell. Fantastic stuff. Good sole. They hold. Been walking the whole winter on it. The M. The M sign. Merrell. Probably it doesn't say. Oh, here it says. I don't know where it's from. It's really nice. You know, you put them on and forget them. You know, that's what I put them on, take them off and forget them. No worries. So I'm on the other side. I can't get any nearer because it's all marshes here. I just almost broke my neck here. You see all these branches here, you know? It's all over. So, you know, these guys, they really organized their coup, you know. They had the Europeans and the peoples fight each other. All the men are dead. They're all homos now. Get married and adopt a child, two guys. It's a misery. And they fought us, you know, from the inside out like a virus. They are very intelligent, the pharaohs. And they're doing their magic here, the black magic, with our children, their sacrifices and all that. And these castles in the middle of nowhere. They're all marshes around it. I've got really a hard time to get everywhere here. So this is the enemy within, and they still do it. It's Eastern. It's the Eastern weekend 2018. They're gonna do something tonight. I feel it. They're gonna do something tonight. Yeah, and they don't have to, maybe they kill some more children, but I don't think that they have to do it, because it's always, it's already been it's already a sacrifice to Satan here. The demons are here, everything, you know. They don't, yeah, it's all, they're demons, these pharaohs, they're devils. I mean, how come there's still people in it anyway? The horrible things I've been doing here. How come you can't go in here, walk around, you know, people who want to know what's going on? How come they're still hiding here? How come, yeah? And there are no real men anymore after all these wars. They only think about driving a big car and, you know, go to the disco and have a bigger car than yours, and I've got a nice uniform or whatever. There are no more real men. They won. We're done. Sun hieroglyph, hieroglyph du soleil, zone hieroglyph. And another one. I don't know what that is. I came in through there, through the forest there. I'm trying to go out here, but it's all marshes. But there must be an obelisk here somewhere because of the water. I don't know where it is. I don't want to hang around here too long. I see a statue of a bird. Oh, there's a statue of a bird there. There it is. Well, it doesn't look like a falcon. Yeah. And as next to any castle, there is a tennis court for the aristocracy. I like that, you know. And they still use it, of course they do. It's not abandoned. See the water in between the tennis court and the castle there? Well, reptilians need water, eh? Oh, what did they do with the children here? And this has been going on for hundreds of years, I know. They've done hundreds of children here. Many. And it goes on. They are not animal, they are not human. It's seething with evil here. You won't believe it. The castle is there. I have to cross the river back, bypass it, because it's all wet here. And the other side too. I don't want to have wet feet the whole... Nice, you know, I have to go to walk the whole way to the road over there. About naked feet. So here's the entrance of the Satan's castle. And it says here, says zone piégée. It means it's all trapped. Can you imagine? It's still going on. Why should it be otherwise trapped? It's going on. Bold liars. Red and white. You know, it's the United Kingdom of Pharaoh. What do you want? It goes on. Trapped. Bold. They kill our children. They rape them. Oh, I stop here. And men are so stupid. I can't get anyone to come with me. You know, you can get 22 idiots running after a soccer ball. It's what they can do, and my car is the biggest, bigger than yours, and nobody comes here, you know, to defend our children. That's humanity.